Yudkes Liftofshin Peihei, or Rav Yitzchok Fordish Liter.
Good morning. It's always a privilege to come back here. And shkoyach for coming. This week's Sedra says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Which is, according to one pshat, means that Yaakov sent Malachim, Malachim Mamash. Today I want to see and discuss a case where we're going to decide together if this Shliach, which was sent in my story, if he was Mamash a Malach, or not such a Malach. We'll decide together. This is a true live question that happened in Manchester. I was asked this question about 2 months ago. It's a bit sad that it took about 2 months to come up with an answer. Hopefully we'll come out with an answer. And I've changed a few of the details just to protect his dignity and to keep the data protection. Okay. So the question is, there was a shul here in Manchester, and they asked a very kind member of the Kehillah of that shul to go and purchase for them a 6-pack of Coke for a Kiddush in the shul. And they said to the shliach, here is a £10 note, the 6-pack costs $9.99, please go to the shop and purchase it for us. The shliach went to the shop, and the shliach went to the till with the 6-pack, took out the £10 note, and said to the shopkeeper, I'd like to pay for this. And the shopkeeper said, it's your lucky day. It's your lucky day. And the shliach said, why? What have I won? And the shopkeeper said, you should just know that 6-packs today are buy one, get one free. And the shliach said, oh, very geschmack. The shul's going to appreciate this. So the shopkeeper said, Peseda, take this 6-pack. When you're leaving the shop, go back around and take the other 6-pack, and you can take that, and that will be your deal, your offer. So the shliach was very excited, very happy, and he went and paid and went round to the shop, and as he was walking towards the stand where the 6-packs were kept, the load started to feel heavier and heavier, and as he approached even closer, he was starting to have charata. He was like, ah, I can't be bothered taking the other 6-pack. I simply cannot be bothered taking the other 6-pack. And he reasoned to himself. He said, I'm doing this for a favour for the shul. And they're not paying me to do this. And not just that. They said they want to pay $9.99. I'm not giving them a worse deal than they would have got that they asked for. But on the other hand, he felt very bad. It's money of the tzibur, and it's going to be a massive saving, and it's geschmack for the shul to have a bigger stock. So he conjured up the emotional strength, and he turned around, and he left the shop without the second 6-pack. And then he approached myself and asked. He felt very, very guilty about this. And he wanted to know, does he have to reimburse the shul for basically leaving them dry without their deal? And that's the question today. Everyone understands the question. Someone went to a shop for someone else, went to go and purchase something for the price that the requester asked for. There was a deal on. He went through with the deal, and then he reneged on it.
There was a deal on? The shul knew there was a deal?
Oh, so there's a very chosh of an akud. Did the shul know? Did the shul care? The shul didn't know. Didn't know. Oh, you say mom and hector? Is there a point to that? We'll have to see. Okay, has anyone got an opinion so far if you think he's responsible or not?
If they didn't know the shul, then he's not responsible.
Any grounds for that? In halacha?
They asked for 6-pack and they got 6-pack.
Okay, so it's a very, very good suggestion. We're going to hopefully get to there towards the end of the shiur. The first question I want to ask is that whenever a shliach does a job for someone and he goes to purchase something from the shop and the shopkeeper gives him a present, who gets to keep the present? One suggestion.
The halacha is the halacha is blanks yenem, because you use yenem's money to buy with.
Okay, that's one suggestion. Anyone got any other suggestions who it should belong to? The shopkeeper was standing there, smiling at the shliach, so impressed with the way he presented himself. He didn't even know that he was a shliach. And he said, here, throw something else in. The shliach can't keep it.
And
what you're suggesting?
He's purchasing it from the shul. This is the shul's money, so therefore,
yeah, so it's similar.
Any extra belongs to the shul.
Okay, so this
we're
is
all saying the same thing.
So similar ideas. Brilliant. So in Shulchan Aruch in Kufpe in Chayshu Mishma Kufpe Gimel Sif Vav. It says that there's a very big difference between an item which has a set price and an item which does not have a set price. An item which has a set price, for example, if I send you to buy a crate of ketchup and each bottle costs £3, that's a set price, and then the moicher turns around and he throws in an extra present, he says, here's a miniature bottle of ketchup, or any other present on top, the shliach and the meshalech split the present. Now, why do they split the present? That's the halacha. When it's a set price item, the shliach and the meshalech split the present, the bonus. Now, the question is why? There's a machloikas rishonim as to why. The main two deyas which are brought down in Shulchan Aruch are the Rif and Rashi. The Rif says, interestingly enough, that the intended recipient of the present is the shliach who's standing in front of the shopkeeper. That's the Rif says, that was the intended recipient of the present. But, however, and this is similar as far as what everyone was mentioning here, how did the shliach get to this position? Who facilitated the shliach to be in a situation where the shopkeeper would give him a present? Says the Rif that since the shliach got to this situation via being sent to do a job, it's only fair that he shares the profits, even though he was the intended recipient of the present, it's only fair that he shares the profit with the meshaleach. Therefore, in a situation where he got an extra present of a bottle of ketchup, he must split that ketchup with the meshaleach. That is shitz arif. That the intended recipient was the shliach, but he can't keep all of it, he must share. Rashi, on the other hand, Rashi learns it's actually a sofik. We don't know who the intended recipient was. Was the intended recipient the person standing in front of the shopkeeper? Or was the intended recipient the person who's actually doing, who's making the sale, i.e. bringing the money and doing the purchase? Was that the intended recipient? Yeah? So Rashi says we've got a dilemma. We're not sure who the moicher wanted to give the present to. Did he want to give it to the shliach who's standing in front of him? Or did he want to give it to the person who's bringing the money and bringing the sale into the shop? And that in this case, we would be splitting. Normally it's the same person. Normally the person who's coming to the shop is buying something for himself. In a situation where a person's buying something for someone else, then those two, how do you call it, personas, those two things will be separated. You'd have the person who's doing the sale, and the sale is for, and the person who's standing in front of the moicher carrying it out. That is Rashi, and you've got the Rif. What's the nafka minna between these two shittas? What's the nafka minna? Yeah, but between these two opinions, when will we find a case where it's going to come into play, where we're going to decide between Rashi and the Rif? The situation the Ran says is a case where the moicher says, I am clearly giving it to you, mister. That's what he says. He turns around to the shliach, he looks him in the eye, he says, shliach, wow, I'm giving you this present for you. Yeah? In a situation where he says clearly that the intended recipient is the shliach, then according to Rashi, it's no longer a sofik. Yeah? According to Rashi, it's no longer a sofik. But according to the Rif, it doesn't matter if we know that the shliach was the intended recipient, because we assume that all along. Nevertheless, we said the shliach, how did you get to this situation? Via the meshalech, being sent for this job, therefore you must share it. So the question is, let's take it back to our case.
If everybody comes to the shop, he said, you're going to give it to this person out of all the people coming to the shop, or is he giving it to everybody coming to the shop?
Unbelievable point, and this is exactly the point which I want to discuss right now. Can we compare the case of Shulchan Aruch, to the case which we just asked? What's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? The case of Shulchan Aruch is where Reuven sent Shimon to the shop to buy something, and the shopkeeper gave him an extra present. He threw in an extra bonus. And there, says Mr. Fulda, says Reb Chaim, that what? That we've got a shaila here, who the intended recipient is, what should we do? But is that the same in a situation where every single person who comes into the shop gets the deal? Anyone can think of a reason to be mechalek? You suggested the chilek. You've got a reason to be mechalek. Why? There could be difference in a situation where it's a sale, where it's a deal, buy one, get one free, 3 for 2, 4 for 3, all these different sales that people have, 50% off. What are these sales? What are these bonuses? Is that the same as a present? Or...
It's attracting them into the shop.
To attract them into the shop. Okay, that's one of the, that's the design feature of it. But our question here is, who is the intended recipient of that profit? Is the intended recipient, do we have the same dilemma that we just posed when we come to a present being given to someone to his face? Do we have the same shaila?
The price is for 12 pounds.
He's, if everyone's getting it, okay, fine. So what I found is in different poskim, and there seems to be a lot of chilukei deis about this, two ma'alchim in what a buy one get one free is.
I mean, Mistama, it was just for that day. So it was a marketing team, just for that day. Race business, a bit slow, whatever, just for that day. So Mistama, if we look at it from that point of view, it's actually the shliach can keep it because it was just for him, for that day. The shopkeepers didn't know that he was a shliach, Mistama. And we're just, it's a marketing tool for the next 20, for the next shop, for the next 24 hours.
Is everyone getting it, or is just this chap in front of us getting
just
it?
Just on that day. So
I have to know how the marketing tool is working. Who does the moicha intend to give it to?
I'm more worried about, did he give the penny back to the shul?
I hear it. Very good question. It might get worse. It might get worse based on the next stage. It's going to get worse.
The price that day is for 12 bottles.
That is, you're just mechaven to Rav Avram, the Baumadika, big dayan in Antwerp. That is his mahalach. We're going to get to his mahalach in a second. Very, very good point. So the question was, we're just getting back to it, what is buy one, get one free? What on earth is buy one, get one free? So the first mahalach is, this is according to someone called Rav Svi Spitz. He says that buy one, get one free is very different to the present which we spoke about earlier. He says buy one, get one free, he looks at it as a present. It is a present. But since everyone's getting it, since everyone's receiving the present, it wasn't specifically given to one person at random, everyone's receiving this present, then the intended recipient is the person who's paying the money. Yeah? And who's that? The mashaleach. Why, in a case of a sale, is the intended recipient of the present the mashaleach? So the psychology is a marketing tool, like you said. What's a marketing tool? It's to drive sales, to get more money in the shop. So who do you want the present to go to if you want more sales? The person with money in his pocket who's doing the sale, correct?
If you lay out the money, is that a difference?
Potentially. Yeah, when you lay out the money, potentially. It's a very relevant question when you lay out the money. A lot of employees, when they lay out money for their bosses and they get bonuses, can they keep it, can they not keep it? It's a very good question. But at the moment today, we're dealing with a situation where the shul gave the man the money, and when he took that money and the shop gave an incentive to buy more, which is what a sale is, who do they want to give that present to? They want to give it to the person who's actually spending money today. So Svi Spitz says here, it's obvious and clear, unlike in the case of a normal present, who the intended recipient is, and it's clear it's supposed to go to the mashaleach. In a case of a sale, it's supposed to go to the mashaleach. How it's getting there, this is very important, via a present. That means, we're going to get to the difference, we'll get to the difference in a minute, that means that you're paying $9.99 for the six-pack, and he is additionally giving you a present of another six-pack. The very important point which I just mentioned just now, the last nakuda.
Same thing as buy one and get one free. Exactly the same.
That we were explaining what buy one get one free is according to Svi Spitz. Now, the second mahalach, which the gentleman over there mentioned, which I say was mechaven to Rav Ram the Baumadika, is that actually everything's a disguise here. Everything's a disguise. The case of a buy one get one free really is a reduction in price. Really, we look at 12 bottles being sold here for $9.99 instead of one six-pack plus a present. He says you look at it as you're paying half of $9.99 is a hard numbered split. Half of $9.99 is for one six-pack and the other half is for the other six-pack. That's how he says it. Why do they call it buy one, get one free? Why do they say you get four bottles for three? All of it is a marketing gimmick. Speak to marketing experts. I explain to you why that works psychologically to get people to buy more. When you get something free, you feel geschmack about it, sometimes better than half price. The VAR is, he says, that the actual thing when you dissect it and know what's going on here is you're paying something at a reduced price.
Not so, because if he says, no, I actually only want six, he's not going to be charged a fiver, is he?
So it's a very good point that you're bringing up here. That here, the only way to get this first six-pack out of the shop was to pay $9.99. But there was one point in the story, one detail, which I put in the story there, that the shliach went along with whatever the shopkeeper stated. The shliach went along with this, and we're going to get to this in a minute. The shopkeeper said, you've got the buy one, get one free offer, go and pick it up. The shliach said, geschmack, and he paid. Therefore, he went along with a sale of two six-packs for $9.99. Later on, he had charata. In your situation, where he only initially went in to buy one, and he stated that clearly, might be a different halacha. And that might be relevant towards the end of this year, if there still might be a reason to get involved. And we'll have to get there a bit sooner, a bit later on. But just to go back and to discuss what we just left off with. We just left off with that there's two different understandings of what buy one get one free is. Number one,
if a shul said buy a pack of six,
yeah,
so they're not so even the second half, even if I just walk out the shul without them, the shul only wanted six.
So now does that justify walking out the shop with just six?
Because that's what
you got a profit with their money. Can you just ignore that?
I've given their shlichas. They wanted a pack of six. I bought the six.
So what does the person mean when he says he wants a pack of six? Does he mean that he... six,
numbers,
and that's it? And anything extra that comes along, no. I'm telling you, throw it in the bin, let anyone else take it. It's a very good point that you're making. We're going to see there might be a machalikas about it later on. So I just want to discuss the difference. There's a very big difference between these two mahalchim in buy one, get one free. According to the first mahalach, we said you're paying $9.99 for the six-pack, and the second six-pack is a present. So when the payment was made, what was the payment on? The payment was on the first six-pack. The second six-pack, there was no payment made for it. And number two, you paid all the correct value that you intended to pay from the mishalech sent you to pay, you paid that amount. But according to the second mahalach, when you pay $9.99, what are you paying for? You're paying essentially for two six-packs. Now, what happens when you make a payment in a shop for an item? Is that a kinyan? So you're saying that paying money on metaldlin is not a kinyan? Because what I want to address is that is there a tzad here? Do we have a thought here that maybe when the shliach paid, according to the second mahalach and baron getting free, for the second six-pack, then that second six-pack, whatever it may be on the shelf, actually now belongs to the shul. And the shliach walking off, he's not just neglecting an opportunity, he's neglecting an item which belongs to the shul. Now, you're suggesting there's no kinyan on metaltlin with money.
He said in the story, he went to pick it up and he put it down again.
He didn't pick up the second six-pack.
I thought he said he picked it up.
No. He walked along with his initial first six-pack and he felt the weight of it and he couldn't be bothered taking the second one. So in a situation, correctly so, if you would pick it up. All of these nafkaminas which you're bringing up, that if you would pick it up, then this discussion would be on both mahalchim. But in the situation, as we put it, where he's just paid the money for the second six-pack, according to the second mahalach. So you're suggesting there's no kinyan mois. Now, min ha-Torah, mois does work for metaltelin. And the Rabbanon were uprooted the ability for money to buy things, because there was a chashash that when you pay money, the moicha won't go and try and save your item in the event that it's in his back room and there's a fire. So they instituted that you can't be koina with money, you have to be koina with mashicha. Now, there is a concept out there, a halachical concept called situmta. What is situmta? Situmta is something, in Hebrew it's called a minag hasachrim, which means a accepted practice of merchants where between themselves they do a certain act, and that act signifies a completion of a deal. Example the place can bring is if you go to the diamond exchange or the borsa, you go there, Mazel Tov. Such an act or a handshake. And the poskim discuss that these things, handshake or the Mazel Tov, those things have a halachical tekifus, they have a halachical accreditation, and they are considered a kinyan. Now, what about paying money? Is paying money a kinyan? Do people, when once they've paid money, do they consider that that the purchase is final?
Not really, because Moshe could return the money.
Sorry, the Moshe could return the money, yeah. It could be that's just the clause, but in it could be. Could be that you might think it's not finished.
It's a completed sale.
It's a completed sale. So this is subject to a machloikos. It's a machloikos. And there are opinions that hold that when you've paid money for an item, then you have completed the sale. And therefore, there would be a kinyan. So according to that, those opinions, in this case, the shliach, once he's paid the money, if he's going with a second mahalach, then he's actually bought a second six-pack, and he's neglected it and left it in the shop. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah? According to this. So if we just, before we move on to the next stage, if we just realize what have we said so far? We've said so far, who was the intended recipient of the second six-pack? We said the intended recipient, according to everyone, was the Meshaleach. Yeah, whether you hold that it's a present, the present was supposed to go to him. Whether you hold that it was a sale, the sale was used with the money of the shul. Now the question we're asking is, if the Shliach has bought it and paid for it with money, what is the Shliach's, what requirements, what responsibilities does he have at this point in time towards the six-pack and towards the shul? Because let's think for a second, if you leave the six-pack in the shop and the shop goes on to sell this, are they selling stolen goods? Are they going to be machshil other people?
No, it's your Christ to take it, not them. They're not going to give it.
But if it belongs to the shul and you leave it there, and you're the only one who knows about it. Now, one second. The shliach, what was his taina? One of his tainas was that he's doing this for free, and he's done what he was asked, and is he mechuyav to overly exert himself? What job did he take upon himself? His job that he took upon himself was to get one six-pack. So, are we even asking him to actually take the second six-pack as part of his initial acceptance of responsibility? Is that what we're asking him?
No.
It's not logical. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to take a phone out and to make a phone call and to at least notify the shul that they're about to lose something. So is he mechuyev to take his phone out and notify the shul? And if he didn't, would he have to pay the shul?
So we're not saying that this is a matana from the shop.
Well, it depends. We said that there's a difference of opinions. So, according to the second opinion, we said it's not a matana, it's an actual sale.
And the first opinion is matana.
Yeah.
It says son matana siyafya. So I don't think he did too bad.
I hear. It's a good one. So at this point in time, if I was being asked this question, I would maybe say that if the shliach never told the shul, then maybe he can rely, and he never told the shop, then he can rely that all of these points that we've discussed up until now are a suffix. We said it's a suffix because there's two different opinions between how a Baron Gettel Free works. And number two, there's a machlokas whether Kinyan Kesef is a situmta and it will work, it'll be effective. So therefore, we can go with the concept of a moitzi mechaveil of a raya and call it a suffix mammon and go lakula, and the shop doesn't need to worry, he doesn't need to notify the shop, and he doesn't need to notify the shul. That's what I would say at this point in time. All of these things are sveikas, not going to be machriya the safik, and leave it at that. But is there another reason to be machayev the shliach in this situation? Oh, that's a very, to do the right thing.
Maybe for Gehillah like Hector's.
Yeah. That's another good point. But what about Hashavas Aveda? Can you think of Hashavas Aveda? Can we apply a Shavas Aveda here? I'll tell you something very interesting. Rav Yaakov Shmuel, who's a dayan, he says a very, very interesting, he's got a very interesting shaila. What if you're standing in a shop and you see a customer about to overpay for an item? Is there a mitzvah or a chiyav even to go and approach him and tell him you should know that next door you can get this at 10% discount? Or the guy's overcharging by 10% in a situation where we're not talking about a situation of Einar. Just simple, there's a saving for this customer to be made. The customer's unaware. And should you approach him, are you mechuyev to approach him to save him that money?
Definitely.
He's about to throw his money in the bin.
Definitely not. It's a canary on the shop.
So you're bringing out this. That was his shaila. His shaila was that the shop stands to lose a whole deal over here. The shop even stands to lose more than the customer has got to lose. Normally, the saving he brings out in his tshuva, that the saving that the customer is going to make is generally a lot smaller than the actual loss that the shop's going to make, which is actually his shaila. When you walk in the street and you see two avedas, you see one aveda worth £1,000 and one aveda worth £100. Who should you deal with? That's his question, and he wants to compare it to a case where you're standing in a shop and the shop stands to lose, let's say, £5 on the sale, and the customer stands to save 25p on the sale. Is there a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda in such a situation?
It's when you're at Arevas, and if it's a Jewish shop, for badly keep stone. It's a non-Jewish shop, you have to tell him.
Okay, yeah, it's a very valid point when you speak about the non-Jewish shop. He does mention that, and he does say what you're saying. Which is a very, very good point.
I think if you're queuing up in the queue, you can't.
Oh, that's what he discusses. At what point do we consider it to be a loss? Yeah. It's a very good point. But this is the reason why I want to bring this in here quickly before we finish, running out of time now, is that the one of the Avreichim in the Kola learning in that city, he brought a very, very interesting point from a Gemara. There's a Gemara Baba Metzia which says that there was a person who asked the Shliach to go and get him some workers. And he said, can you get me workers for £4 an hour? The Shliach went out and got workers for £3 an hour. Now, can the workers have a complaint in Chosha Mishpat to demand the extra pound that the employer was happy to pay? Says the Gemara, Sava Vakibble. They accepted £3, they got no legitimate financial complaint. But, says the Gemara, they can have tarumas. What does that mean? They can be upset, have grievances on the Shliach, for withholding the goods, says the Gemara, Al Timna Tov Mibaylov, Pasuk Mishle, from withholding the good that the Mishaleach was happy and prepared to pay the extra pound, they can be upset with the Shliach. So this Avreich asked the Gevaldige
Kach. Can the
Shliach
keep the pound?
Sorry?
Can the Shliach keep the extra pound?
No. That's a good question, but I don't think so, no. So the question is, asked this Avreich, he said, why was there no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda? Yeah, ask the Avreich. How could the workers have a complaint on the Shliach? The Shliach was performing the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. The employer said, get me workers for four. The Shliach said, I can save him £1 on every worker. I'm doing the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. He's about to throw his money in the bin. There's a mitzvah to save people from a loss. If you see people's money going to waste, there's a mitzvah to save them from a loss of Shabbos Aveda. Why on earth do the workers have a taina of tarumas on the Shliach? He was saving them, he was saving his boss from losing money. Yeah, but how can they have a complaint against him? Was he doing something wrong? Is he doing something wrong? He said he is doing a job for the Mishaleach. And the Mishaleach stands to lose. So why... If you're going to accept the price of three, that's your prerogative. You want more, ask for more. Fight for more. But I am doing the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. That's what the Avreich asked on the Gemara. How can there be a complaint on the Shliach if he's doing the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda? Says the Avreich, a massive yesod. Huge yesod. There is no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda in a situation where the person has stated, he's not being coerced into it, where the person has stated he's happy to pay a specific price for something. What's the reason why? Because explain Rav Shmuel. Now the reason is there's a giloy das. When you tell someone you're happy to pay another a certain price, and you don't state try and get me the best deal, then you're saying I'm not interested. I'm happy to pay this price. I'm aware there's a possibility to get better prices. I want to pay this price. That's why he says there's a yisod. And it's mavur this yisod in the Ritvade and the Shittimu Gebetzis over there in the Sugya. Can we apply that to this situation? The shul said, buy the six pack for $9.99. You mentioned this point in the beginning of the shiur. Buy the six pack for $9.99. Here's the £10 note. Can he say that? We've said the sfeikas, he can say, leave the coke in the shop. But what about Shabbos Aveda? The shul is losing out on an opportunity here. All the money is going to waste. Can we say over here that the shul was happy to go into this deal for $9.99? And there's no mitzvah. And over here, there's an added knech that here, I would say, there's no shaila. Before you were saying there's a shaila when the shop is going to lose out. Therefore, it's a discussion. Who should we care about more, the shop or the customer? Over here, I don't think we have such a dilemma. Because here, the shop wants people to get the sale and the deal. They want to get that second six-pack into the boot of the shul's car. Why do they want that? To incentivize, drive more sales. So here, I don't think there's that dilemma. And the only person we have to think about is whether the customer, i.e. the shul, is interested in getting this saving. And if they stated $9.99, then maybe they don't. And just like everything else in the shir, this is also a machlokas. But this is a machlokas in Chiyuv Shavas Aveda. So it could be Sveikoi, the Sofik in Shavas Aveda, it could be Lechumra. I've not fully reached the conclusion. It's a very interesting topic. There's a lot of details here. There's loads, many, many variables. I've just discussed Bidiyevet. What happens in a Bidiyevet situation? Ila Lechachila, I would say try and reach out and do what you can. Shkoya.
Shkoya. Now hold on to a club card, your own club card. Buy something for somebody else.
Yeah, it's a very, very good question.
Who does the bag belong to? Who does that belong to?
Shkoya.
Are you comfortable with milk or
So we don't actually do milk pyramids in the code. What's the shine? We've got a lot of people who are
It happened to me a few days ago now. Yes. I started on a quandary. So someone came up to me and said he's got some spare milk.